Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine crisis. Dr. Henry Kissinger, in these last days, this quote about Ukraine: negotiations need to begin in the next 2 months before it creates upheavals and tensions that will not be easily overcome. Ideally, the dividing line should be a return to the status quo ante. Pursuing the war beyond that point would not be about the freedom of Ukraine, but a new war against Russia itself, end quote. I welcome my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft to comment on Dr. Kissinger's remarks, and then also what we're looking here is an echo chamber developing in Washington about finding a way short of victory, but that takes into account the larger story of famine, of oil shortages, of inflation, and the hesitation of many countries to get involved in Ukraine because of the complicated relationships with Beijing and Moscow. Anatole, a very good day to you. Your comment on Dr. Kissinger is most welcome because at 98, it's important to mention that the Ukrainian speakers, including Mr. Zelensky, are dismissing Dr. Kissinger's remarks as not 2022, but 1938. What does that mean when Mr. Zelensky says this is Dr. Kissinger's calendar is not 2022, but 1938? How is that to be interpreted? Is that a rejection of Dr. Kissinger? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Well, yes, it's an absolute rejection because it's making, you know, I'm afraid a terribly cliched and always eternally used parallel with the Munich Agreement of 1938, leading to the partition of Czechoslovakia and the cession of parts of Czechoslovakia to Germany and to Poland. This is always used, you know, it means that any compromise is appeasement and will lead to further aggression. But I don't think that in this case this is at all appropriate, because what Kissinger is referring to are territories that Russia has in fact held since 2014 in the Donbass and Crimea. And in the case of Crimea, a territory that was actually historically Russian until it was transferred to Ukraine by the Soviet government in 1954. So Kissinger is not actually suggesting that Ukraine should give up anything more. But what he is saying is that the United States should not support Ukraine in trying to not merely go back to where things stood in February before the Russian invasion, but Ukrainian spokesmen have suggested that the Ukrainian goal is now, and the West's goal should be, to reconquer Crimea and the whole of the Donbass for Ukraine. Now, Kissinger and many others, including now the editorial board of the New York Times, fear that if America does back Ukraine to do this, and loose talk in Washington by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and others has suggested that this may in fact be the Biden administration strategy. Well, that means one of two things. I mean, either an unending war, which also means really serious risks of global economic recession, as more and more economists have warned in recent days. Also, a global food crisis, starvation in some parts of the world. But If, on the other hand, the Ukrainians with US backing look as if they are actually going to reconquer Crimea and the Russian naval base of Sevastopol, well, a Russian friend, a liberal friend, by the way, said that he couldn't imagine Putin or Russia going to the use of nuclear weapons, except in one circumstance, and that would be the impending loss of Crimea. Because as he pointed out, according to the Russian constitution and the overwhelming majority of Russians, Crimea is now Russian territory. And as he said, our nuclear deterrent is there to defend Russian national territory. So in other words, America is already sacrificing a great deal to help Ukraine. It would be risking national and global cataclysm by following the line that some members of the Ukrainian government are now proposing. Well, I mean, at that point, it's not merely the right of the United States administration to play a role in any peace settlement. It is actually the duty of any U.S. administration to the American people.
I want to stay with 1938, Anatole, because we both know that that represents a position that's forming. We've seen this before with other conflicts. 1938, that when that card is played, it means there's an opposition to the present circumstances. And the result of 1938 was a catastrophe. It was the World War. The partition of Czechoslovakia led to the aggression that launched the war in 1939 and the mass murder of tens of millions. We know this, and Mr. Zelensky knows this. That suggests that Mr. Zelensky also has in mind those Russian remarks about nuclear weapons, and that others have in mind those remarks as well. I take you very seriously when you mention them. Is there that scale of fear in Europe that the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons if they're pushed to a corner?
Well, yes, there is, though it depends, of course, very much from country to country. That fear is stronger in some places and weaker in others. But as far as the 1938 parallel is concerned, I think, you know, one needs to say two things. The first is that if the French and British leaders had bothered to read Mein Kampf, Hitler's book published in the 1920s, it's not so much that they wouldn't have agreed to the Munich Agreement, it is that they would have started to rearm and oppose Hitler as soon as he came to power 5 years earlier, because Hitler wrote absolutely explicitly about his intention to conquer the whole of Europe and to destroy the Slavic countries of Eastern Europe, Poland and the Soviet Union, and reduce their, wipe out their elites and reduce their populations to serfdom under German rule. All that was there in black and white, the German colonization of Poland and Russia and Ukraine. Now, you know, nothing in anything that Putin has ever said or written or done has suggested that he has any such ambitions. There is literally no evidence for such a plan in Putin. You know, this war in Ukraine is about, I mean, first it was Putin's desire to turn Ukraine as a whole into a client state, but not exterminate the Ukrainians. Several leading members of Putin's own government are ethnic Ukrainians. Now, that was defeated by the Ukrainians with Western backing, the attempt to take over the whole of Ukraine. Now, this is a battle about limited amounts of territory in eastern Ukraine. So this is not part of a Hitlerite attempt to dominate Europe. But the second thing to point out, of course, is that whatever people say about the German army in the late 1930s and 40s, nobody, and I mean nobody, has ever accused it of being incompetent, weak, or badly led. Whereas the Russian army, nor, of course, for several years until Hitler made the mistake of attacking the Soviet Union, was the German army ever defeated? Well, the Russian army has been defeated outside Kiev and fought to a standstill in eastern Ukraine. So the notion that that a limited compromise with Russia in Ukraine could lead to wider Russian territorial aggression is absurd, because the Russian army absolutely, obviously, simply does not have it in it to do anything like that.
I'm speaking with Anatol Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, remarking upon Dr. Henry Kissinger's remarks about seeking the status quo ante, which can be translated as acknowledging partition of Ukraine going forward by the Kyiv government. We're going to turn to questions asked by the New York Times editorial that Anatole references, because these questions apply not to Ukraine's battlefront, but to NATO's battlefront entirely, to do with the U.S. and Russia and the future after this conflict ends or is frozen. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code iHeart, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.